Today's Shira Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omud Beis. And we have very short amount of both Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Brura, but we'll spend almost the entire Shir on discussing the Hakdama from the Prima Gadim that the Mishnah Brura brings down in his Bir Halacha. So we begin Simon Ayin Tes, which is the halachos of excrement during the time of reading of the Shema. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Hoysa tzoas odo meyachorov, if a person has excrement behind him, tzorich laharchik arba amos mimokum shekol areach, he has to separate himself 4 amos from where the end of the smell of the excrement is. So from that point, he has to go 4 amos further and then he can read the Shema. Afilu im yesh lo choli sheino meriach. And this is true even if a person has some sort of a medical condition that he doesn't smell himself. So he doesn't have the ability to smell the bad odor. Nevertheless, tzorech l'harchik arba amos mimokom shiich l'harech l'mish meriach. Nevertheless, he would have to move to the distance of 4 amos away from where a person who can smell would be able to smell that odor and move 4 amos from that point in time. That's all the mechaber that we're going to do today. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, Tzoas Adam, the excrement of a person. We're talking about human excrement. Afilu ein magia mimena reach ra. And this is true that you have to separate yourself dalet amos from this, even if it has no reach whatsoever, as we'll learn in Simon Pei Beis. We'll also learn the halachos of animal excrement later on in this Simon. Sivkot and Beis. The Mishnah Brura writes, Dichsiv, the reason behind that you have to separate yourself 4 amos is because the Pasuk says, V'yom machanecha kadosh, your encampment has to be clean. Bekiblu Chazal, and Chazal understood, Shema chaneh shel odem hudal amos, the definition of a person's environment, his surrounding area, is 4 amos. Actually, 2 amos all around him in every direction. And if in fact one can detect this reach ra, the bad smell of the excrement within his dalet amos, then his entire encampment, his entire machane, is not considered kadosh if any part of his dalet amos there is the bad odor present. The issue footnote number 11. On Kuf Yud Beis of an Aleph, points out that from the Levush, Shekivin Sha'arba Amos Shalodim Konus Lobuchamokum, the halacha here of the 4 amos of a person is an important halachic concept in many other areas. For example, if there is a metziah within your dalet amos, you're koneh. A woman is koneh get if it falls within her dalet amos. On Shabbos, a person is koneh hishvisa in the dalet amos around him. His location for the halachas of Shabbos is that 4 amos is his focal point. Or if he's outside of the tchum, he can't go beyond that dalet amos. So this dalet amos is an important halach in a number of different situations. It's nechsheves kebeso rishuso, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch brings down over here that if your entire 4 amos are not considered clean, so then you aren't able to say the Shema in that presence of the excrement or the smell. And this 4 amos, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Harav, is devised from a person if he were to lie down and stretch out his hands. So this is 4 amos, and that's the 4 amos that we've been talking about. That concludes all the Mechaber and Mishnah Berurah that we're going to do today, and now we'll go to the Bir Halacha, who says he's going to bring the introduction from the Prima Gadim over here, and he lists 10 aspects or halachos, which we'll go through in very quick, cursory somewhat fashion, these 10 halachos is an overview. And the Bir Halacha starts off and he says, number one is tzoa neachorov, ominat stodim, toch arba amos. The first halacha is dealing with excrement that is behind you or to the side of you within dalet amos. So he says this is an issa d'oraisa, issa min haTorah, to read kriyashma or to daven or to learn any Torah, as we've pointed out, or to make any bracha, the Ramban says. And this is because of the halacha, v'hayo machanecha kadosh, your encampment has to be clean, and the entire dalet amos, as we already just pointed out in the Mishnah Brura, is considered your encampment. And if you were to read the Shema in this area, you'd have to go back and read it again. Even if it wasn't vadei excrement, just as there's a likelihood that there's excrement over there, you'd have to go back and read the Shema again, as we've already discussed in Siman Ayin Vav. The second halach is regarding tzoa milafonav. You have tzoa in front of you. So a person has to distance themselves from this tzoa before he davens or says shema below einav, as far as one can see. And now this is actually based upon a machlokus between the Rosh and the Rashba that's very critical. The Rashba holds the din of lo yire b'cha ervas dover. A person shouldn't have ervas dover in front of him when he learns or says shema, etc., also includes tzoa, also includes excrement. So this is the Rashba. Ulefizeh, therefore, yesh, there's a chumra involved over here, that even if it's in another room, ifilu b'cheder acher, if you can see it, it's an osim in HaTorah, just like an erva. If you see the erva within your vision, even if it's in another room, You can't say the Shema. So too, if you see the Tzoah, it's directly in front of you, albeit and it's in another room, you're not allowed to read the Shema according to the Rashba. But Kula, there is also a Kula over here, according to the Rashba, that if it's beyond the Arba Amos, Afshu Tochm Lo'enav, if it's within your eyesight, but it's beyond four Amos, Hirur is Mutter. Thoughts about Torah would be permissible, because this is the same Aloch as an Erva. The thoughts of an Erva, the Erva is more than Dalet Amos away from you, are permissible. That's the Sheet of the Rashba. The Rosh, on the other hand, says that this Lo Ye Royal B'cho Erva's Dovar, Yir B'cho Erva's Dovar, that only goes on Erva and it doesn't go on Tzoa. And in the din of Tzoa, Lekorak Issa Mishumachanecha Kadosh. The only Issa you have by Tzoa is that your encampment has to be clean. And therefore, this comes out to be a Kula according to the Rosh. The Becheder Acher in another room, that's not considered your Machanecha. So Alpha Bisharosa, even though you can see it, that's not called Machanecha. And therefore, you would be permitted to say the Shema even though the Tzoa is visible in another room. Mishum, the Pasuk over here says that's a Rishus Acheres, Lav Machanecha Hu. However, why is there any Issur in another room? That's Kimlo Einav. As far as you can see, that's only an Issur Derabbanan. However, he says it's possible it's also an Issur Torah, the Kosher Roa, so Lufanov Kimlo Einav, Bechlal Chaniyahu V'Yasur. That might be considered still within your encampment according to some opinions, and it would be Yasur. So it's either Yasur Midi Rabbanan, or possibly even Midi Arais, according to some, if it's in another room. And therefore, there's a Chumra, according to the Rush over here, that we hold Lamaisa, that it's also to have Hirur Midi Rabbanan, or possibly the Araisa, if it's within your vision, because that's called Chaniya, that's called Machanecha, maybe on a Rabbanan, even maybe on a Araisa level. So in this way, the Rush is more Machmir in terms of Hirur than is the Rashba. Brings down the Prichadosh. This says there are other nafkaminas over here, but he's not bringing them down right now. The third category is tsoa b'makom gavoa asara or nomach asara. If you have tsoa that is in a different rishus, it's either higher than 10 tefachim or lower than 10 tefachim from where you are, it's halachically considered a separate rishus. So according to the Rosh, even if you see it, it's shari, it's good, because the Rosh holds that it's not called yomachanecha, and he doesn't hold that lo yir b'chayar v'zdover applies to tsoa. Therefore, the Rashba says it's asara because that's within your vision. And lo yira b'cha'er v'zdavar applies even if it's in another rishus. However, everybody agrees over here that if you were to close your eyes, since it's in another rishus, that would be acceptable. He brings down a prima gadim in the Mishmas Ozov, who has a whole discussion about this, and ayin sham. The fourth category is tzoa b'cheder acher u'pesach pasuach. You have the tzoa in another room, and there's a doorway between the room that you're in and the other room, or tzoa l'fdeh pesach, or the tzoa is outside the room in front of the doorway. Even though you see it, according to the Rosh, as we said, it's Shari, because it's a separate area. And this is true even if there's no door, because the Lav, the Lo Yira, Lo Kari B'chiyai Gavna, as we've already pointed out, the Rosh doesn't hold over here that Lo Yira applies by Tzoa, it only applies by Erva, and therefore there is no Isser over here. Lo Gori, Mashikos, B'yos Gimel, and this would be exactly the same as the Din in the third category that we spoke about, if the tzoa was in a high or a low place, above or below 10 tefachim. However, according to the Rashba, who does hold the sister, it would be usur. And he says, if there is a door over there, even though the door is open, according to the Rashba, it would also be mutter, because pesach basuach kinol domi. If you have a doorway over there, and there's a door that could close it, we consider it halachically as if it's closed. However, he brings down that not everybody agrees to this, and in fact, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't, and he brings down many other Achronim who also don't agree with this halacha, and would say that the machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba applies even if there's a door there, if the door is open. The fifth category is tzoa ba'ashoshis mutter. If you have tzoa that's underneath some sort of a glass cover, then it's permissible to read kenegi that tzoa. The bechisri tali rachmon, because here, Torah just says that it has to be covered up, and it's Mashma from Rashi and the Rambam, that this is considered covered up. And Dirshu footnote number 4 points out that this kisui is called Machanecha Kadosh, because it's Mechasa, even though you can see it. However, if you just cover yourself up, that's not considered a kisui on the Tzoa. The Prima Gadim further points out that the Tzoa over here doesn't have to be totally covered up by the Mechitza. It doesn't have to surround it in total. It just has to be blocking between you and the Tzoa. So it doesn't have to be surrounded on all four sides, only on the side that you're facing the Tzoa. And that's called the Kisui. It brings down that the Bach disagrees with this. However, he concludes that we don't need to cover it up around it on all sides. Dirsha footnote number 6 brings down over here, what is the halacha if the separation between you and the tzoah doesn't go all the way to the ground? And he gives an example for in a hospital or in some sort of a setting like that, we have curtains separating different beds and the curtains don't go all the way to the floor. So do we say that that's called a valid mechitza? So he brings down some opinions such as Rosh Shlomo Zalman who say, mutul yodav hamnimtzo me'evah acher shall avilo nispalo, that the person on the other side of the curtain would be allowed to go and daven in that situation, because as long as you don't smell any bad smell, it is considered a separate halachic rishus, even though the curtain doesn't go all the way to the ground. However, Rav Yashiv disagrees with this and says that if it doesn't go down to the ground, it's not considered a valid mechitza, and you're considered in the same area, and you wouldn't be allowed to read Shema in the presence if there's a graf shel tzoah or meiriglayim, if there's a chamber pot or a urinal over there in the other room, even though there's a curtain between you and it, since the curtain doesn't go to the floor, it's not considered a valid separation. The Bir Halacha brings down the sixth category of the Prima Godim here in the Bir Halacha. Tzoah b'mayim lav kisui havi. If you have tzoah, excrement inside of water, and Disha footnote no one points out, we're talking about clear water, because as we've pointed out already previously in Siman Ayin Vav, if the water is dirty, it's muddied, or the water moves, so it's not clear and easy to see through, then it would be considered a valid covering. Likewise, we'd not spoken this din out, but there is halacha if the water became ice, or if you have snow, or something like that, according to many poskim, that would also be considered a chisui, a covering of the tzoah. But if it's clear water, it's not considered a covering. He says, afogav de legabe erva heavy kisui. In regards to an erva, as we pointed out, if the woman's in the mikvah, she's allowed to make the bracha. That is considered a covering over there, but not for tzoah. Because by tzoah, it says, v'chisisa v'hai lav kisui mikre, because it has to be covered up, not just that it's not open, but it has to be covered up, as opposed to by erva, if it's covered up, albeit it's visible, it's still considered halachically covered up. The seventh category is reyach ra, you have a bad odor there, sheyesh lo ikor, which comes from mamoshes, which comes from real excrement. That's considered kitsoa minatora. The smell where it wafts over to is still considered soa minatora. And therefore, you have to separate yourself four amos from the makom that smell has no longer been able to be noticed, and that's where the four amos have to be separated from. And if you read within that four amos, you'd have to reread the Shema again. However, it still is a little bit more lenient than if it's actual tzoah over there, because if you're in another room, so then he brings down an opinion that says, as long as you can't smell it anymore, even though you're within dalet amos of where the smell ended, you would be able to read Shema if you're in another room. He brings down others that disagree with this. For example, the Gra and the Lavush and the Chayi Adam disagree with this din and say you have to separate yourself for Amos from the end of the smell, even if it's in another room. He goes into this in more detail in the seventh category, Ayin Shom, in the Prima Godim's introduction that the Bir Halacha brings down. The eighth category is Tzoa Overes, the Ein Omeid Bimkomo. If you have a moving Tzoa, it's not standing still. So he says this is also a Din Torah, Daraisa, that you're not allowed to say Shema in the presence of such a moving piece of Tzoa. And this is based upon the Gemara, and this was Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. We already learned this in Ayin Vav, when we were talking about a Chazir. The mouth of the Chazir is considered like a Tzoa Overes. So this is a Din Daraisa of Tzoa Overes. And the halach is the lefonov in front of you, kimlo einov, as far as you can see, you're not allowed to have this visible in your eyesight and to say the Shema. Behind you, it's only dalet amos. The Rambam is mashma, and the Bach paskens this as well. The af mi lefonov, dai b'dalet amos, one can be makel even in front of you if it's more than 4 amos away to read the Shema. In Dishu footnote number 9, he explains this machlokis. The Prima Godim says that the Bach holds shechutz liyarba amos eno nechshav machaneh. It's not considered your machaneh, and it's only osur from a derabbanan point of view. And the rabbis, when I goes with bitsoa overis, ayosem yarba amos, beyond 4 amos. Even if it's in front of you. However, the Beis Yosef holds that your entire Melo Einov is considered your Machaneh, and it's an Issa Daraisa, and therefore, even if it's so Overis, it has to be Usur, even if it's within any vision in front of you. And in fact, we brought down previously in Siman Ayin Vav that the Mishnah Berura paskins, Lechatchila, one should be Machmir, even if it's beyond 4 amos for Tzoa Overis. The ninth category is meiraglaim, urine, which we just spent yesterday's shir, Ayin Zayin and Ayin Ches, talking about, which minator is only also, as we said, kineged omud, when the urine is streaming out of a person, that's the only issa deraisa, but if it's just dripping out of a person, and certainly if it's on the ground, that's only an issa derabonin to read Shema in front of such urine. Nevertheless, but one should, midirabonin, separate yourself, if you can see the urine, from as far as you can see it, and from in front of you, or behind you, dalet amos. And this is only, of course, if it doesn't smell. If it smells, so then it's an Issa D'Oraisa, as we already spoke out. Any foul-smelling thing, you're not allowed to daven in front of it, say Kriyat Shema. And the tenth and final category that the Bir Halacha brings down from the Prima Gadim is Ashpa, a waste area, Sherechara, that has a bad smell, or an Inveilu Shemasrachas, or a carcass of an animal that stinks, or anything similar to this. These have the halachic status of Tzoam in a Torah, and they would be also to read Kriyat Shema in front of them. Included in this category is a potsherd or a urinal, a chamber pot, that is also min HaTorah as well to read in front of it. In regards to a tzov, a behema, or a chaya, animal excrement, that will be learned later on in the simen. And likewise, if you have a reach ra that doesn't have any essence to it, that's an isser only midrabanan. And I'll also discuss as well reach nodef, a wafting type of an odor, later on in this simen. Finally, we'll conclude with Yirshu, footnote number 1, where he talks about a situation in Machzik Biyodo al Bigdo Dover Shinidaf Imenu Reach Tov. If you have a nice smelling aroma that will mask the foul smelling aroma of the excrement, so then what is the halacha? So he brings down from the Marsham, as well as the Minchas Yitzchok, Dayan Weiss, Shim HaReach HaTov Gover Al HaReach Ra, if the good smell overpowers the bad smell, then one would be allowed, as long as it's not within Dalet Amos of the actual excrement, one would be allowed then to read the psukim or the learning or the davening that you want to do. And this is the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai as well, that the Reach Tov can overpower the Reach Ra. However, he brings down the Shalmei Tzibur, who says that it doesn't help. The Reach Ra can't be overpowered by a nice smell, and Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down as well that the reason why this doesn't work is because this is no different than a person which just closes his nose and he can't smell it. The smell is still there. You just can't smell it. So too, the smell is still there. It's just being overpowered by a positive smell, but the smell is halachically considered there. And this brings down the last statement we'll learn today. What about a person who nebuch needs a colostomy? A person whose bowel has been diverted to a pouch, and that's where the stool collects rather than coming out of the normal way in the rectum because of some medical illness that the person has. So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and also Dayan Weiss and the Minchas Yitzchok, Shalachar Shinake Es Hamokom, if you clean off the colostomy area and then you keep it covered, a person would be allowed to learn and to daven. Even though there may still be some odor over there, because there's actual excrement over there, but he says nevertheless, this would be considered permissible to learn. The Shevet Halevi Zatzal, however, brings down that in this situation, it would be better to take advantage of some positive smelling item to put over there to be mevatel the Reach Ra, and you could rely upon the previous opinion that we just brought down, that the Reach Tov can be mevatel the Reach Ra in order to get around any problem. This concludes today's shir. Mitzvah Shem will pick up tomorrow with the rest of Sif Aleph.